Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Psalm 47. Remember that Psalms are Hebrew songs that would have many times rhymed and really sounded beautiful if we were singing them in Hebrew, which is how they were written. Now, obviously, when we translate those into English, they're not going to rhyme like they would in Hebrew. Keep in mind that Psalms goes over a massive amount of history, meaning Moses is the author of some Psalms, in particular Psalm 90, and many of the Psalms were written by David. About half of them were written by David. Now, those would have been written at a time when God was giving military victory to Israel, when he was giving them the promised land, and they were seeing God's hand really be with them and bless them after they got out of the desert and, you know, had miraculous victory. So that obviously was going to influence what they wrote about as they saw God provide for them in amazing ways. There are some psalms that are written after the exile, meaning after they got deported to Babylon many, many, many years later. So we're covering a history of around 900 years from the first psalm written to the last psalm written. However, the majority are written in the day of David. The sons of Korah wrote 10 psalms. Now, you might recall we talked about Korah in the book of Numbers because there was a rebellion that Korah was a part of, but and most of his family died. But some of the sons of Korah lived, and they were ones who then entered the promised land. And later generations of the sons of Korah, even though their lineage was unfaithful in the desert, some later, probably with what they saw happen to their forefathers who were unfaithful, turned to God and ended up becoming worship leaders for God. So although there was a rebellion in the sons of Korah, they became known to be worship leaders. And here we have 10 psalms written by them later. And this psalm is one of the psalms from the sons of Korah. In looking at the psalm, it appears to me it's definitely in the time of victory. It's in a time of when they have begun or maybe largely conquered the promised land. So therefore, you're going to see their praises to God for how he has provided for them. And indeed, God is a provider. And indeed, God has provided for Israel. Now, they are not going to be singing these psalms when they see the waywardness of their sin, and later on when we see the prophets of the Old Testament who, you know, are trying to call Israel back to God because they've been so unfaithful to him. You know, those are different times in history. So it's good to think about the context as best we can. Now, we don't know the exact year this was written or exactly what was going on, but I'm trying to give us the context that this is very likely in a good season of Israel when they have had military victory. With that, let's move forward. In verse 1, O clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with the voice of joy, for the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. Let's stop there. What a wonderful word. For the Lord Most High is to be feared. Shout to God with the voice of joy. And, you know, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what hill, no matter what valley we're experiencing, in the end, we know that God is coming again. He's going to bring a millennial reign. One day, he's going to bring the new heaven and a new earth out of heaven and create eternity for those who believe in him, for those whose names are written in the book of life. So no matter what temporary pain or difficulty or challenge that we go through in this life, we can shout to God with the voice of joy because we know the end, hallelujah, And that is to give us strength to face the joys and the difficulties of this life. And while we live this life, for the Lord Most High is to be feared. And I really think that's one of the greatest concepts, one of the greatest things in all the Bible. The beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. And when you have a proper respect, and this is why we call, you know, this podcast is called Revering the Word. And you know, revere sometimes is a translation. People will use that to translate the word for fear, whether it's either the Old Testament Hebrew word or yare, which is probably what's used here, and then or the the Greek word for fear, phobia, actually, many times is the word used. But it's translated sometimes by some as revere. And I mean, revere is to have reverence, to have an awe, to have a fear of God. And you know what? I want to honor him. I believe God is real. God is alive. God knows. God sees. God has desires for us to obey him and follow him. And when you have that kind of reverence for God, it keeps you on track with him. Hallelujah. He's a great king over all the earth. He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet. And this is why you can see, very likely, this is a time when they are beginning to get prosperous and get victory. And, you know, this is true when they were in Babylon, too. I mean, even when, you know, due to their waywardness, they were punished and they lost their nation, God still provided their nation prior and gave them the land prior. It was only because of their unfaithfulness that they were in Babylon or overtaken by the Assyrians earlier than that. So we should, no matter what situation we're in here on earth, be praising God and know that he is God. It's just there's seasons where it's different. It's seasons where, you know, mankind goes through hardship and challenges, and that's part of the lot in life. And we need to keep our faith in God, whether we're in a season of prosperity or a season where, due to waywardness, we're receiving what's due us for our sin. Ultimately, the believer in Jesus is going to be rewarded, and that helps us to keep our faith in him no matter what we're experiencing. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob whom he loves. And, you know, of course, they're being victorious. God promised Abraham the land. They're getting that land, and they're just in a season of lavishing the love of God and the provision of God in their country. God has ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. And hear the sons of Korah, you know, they're leading worship and singing praises to God. And it's so awesome when you have a gifted worship leader get caught up in the worship of God and the people of God singing together God's praises. Hallelujah. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a skillful psalm. That's what they're doing here. God reigns over the nation. God sits on his holy throne. Isn't it interesting to think about this new heaven, this new earth, and God is preparing it, and he's sitting on his throne, and one day he's going to bring it down. Hallelujah. And God reigns, and he's sitting on this throne, and at times he provides bountifully for his people from his throne, and at times he lets us suffer the consequences of our own waywardness. But in either case, God is still on his throne. He's still preparing a place, and he's still going to bring it down out of heaven one day. Hallelujah. So he is ruling and reigning. No matter the immediate outcome of what we're experiencing here, know that the Lord is King of the earth. The princes of the people have assembled themselves as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. And, you know, it is good and right to worship our Lord. One of the things that I do before I preach the passage that we are covering that day is I have worship music on, and I take time to pray, sometimes more, sometimes less, but almost every morning I have worship music on, which just helps me to get into the position to proclaim his word and to proclaim his praises. And hallelujah, God is worthy to be highly exalted. I love how, as we're going through the Word, for those of you who are going through a three-year journey, and I encourage you to take in the whole Bible, go to reveringtheword.com, see the schedule that we're on, and we're going through the whole journey of the Bible, and what we do is we sprinkle in Psalms. So you may be just finding Psalm 47 and listening to it, or maybe you're going through the journey with us, through a three-year journey at some time in your life, and you now have come to this place, and we sprinkle in Psalms. Oh, about every 10, 15 days or so, we do a new Psalm, and it's good and right to praise the Lord and to sing these songs of praise. He is worthy of our praise. May we have a proper reverence and worship of our God, for one day He's coming again. Hallelujah. God bless you all.